God says, I'm going to destroy it. The Bible says you touch another man's wife, you will in no way go unpunished. I mean, God looks at this and there is destruction. This destruction we're reading about upon the children of Israel, it's not like, hey, look at them. This is like, watch out. We are in Isaiah chapter 5. We started it last time, but we'll start from the beginning again in order to get the context. We'll go a little bit further today. Isaiah chapter 5, reading from verse 1. Now, let me sing now for my well-beloved, a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill, and he dug it all around, removed its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine. And he built a tower in the middle of it, and he also hewed out a wine vat in it. And he expected it to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless ones. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why, when I expected it to produce good grapes and it produced worthless ones, so now let me tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge and it will be consumed. I will break down its wall and it will become trampled to the ground. I will lay it waste. It will not be pruned or hoed, but briars and thorns will come up. I will also charge the clouds to rain no rain on it, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his delightful plant. Thus he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed, for righteousness, but behold, a cry of distress. Okay, so we'll stop there. Last time we pretty much covered the first section, the first few verses. So God himself, this is a song that Isaiah is singing to his beloved, his well-beloved, which he calls him his beloved three times, so close to God. And he talks about this vineyard that he built, and he says, down in verse 7, he says that the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. So the vineyard is the house of Israel, and that which was planted there was the men of Judah. And he said in the end of verse 2, that it produced only worthless grapes. That word worthless can be wild or stinking. Now, in Hebrew, biblical Hebrew, words have, just as a word can have many meanings in English, like the word day can mean daytime, it can mean a 24-hour day, it can mean a time period, like in my day we did. So it can mean a time period. In Hebrew, the words have many more meanings than just one, and more than they do in English. And the reason for that is, if you were to exclude all the names of people and places in the Hebrew scriptures, you would only have 3,000 words. The entire Old Testament is written with 3,000 words, if you exclude the name of people and places. Whereas English has about 4 million words. So think about that. So you have to describe using far less words, and the words can have multiple meanings. And so that's one of the things that's really hard on translators as they're trying to figure out